Brilliance Audio presents Light Her Fire by Samantha Beck, performed by Lucy Rivers. To everyone who asked, what about Josh and Melody? Chapter 1. You've hit a new low when the chance to eye-fuck Melody Merritt in Boone's Market is what passes for excitement in your life. Josh Bradley almost groaned out loud as he watched Melody run slim, busy fingers over every single cucumber in the 5-for-5 bin. He dumped a bag of apples into his cart without tearing his attention from those nimble hands, which were currently stroking one cucumber so thoroughly he was going to have a bystander orgasm right there between the Gallas and the Granny Smiths. If the guys in Cincinnati could see you now, they'd be laughing their asses off. Right. Moving to sleepy, blue-lit Kentucky to become fire chief had been a mistake. Though watching Miss Blue-Lick chew her lip and fondle cucumbers almost made the career blunder worthwhile. Almost. But the last 3 months had proved one thing beyond a shadow of a doubt. He was a city boy. He needed action, something in short supply in Blue-Lick, notwithstanding what was happening in his pants at the moment, thanks to Melody. He picked out a bunch of bananas and added them to his cart. Ironically, his appetite for action and a fair dose of ambition were what had pulled him to this Kentucky Fried Mayberry in the first place. He'd stalled out in the Cincinnati Fire Department as an assistant chief with no chance of advancement until the chief retired, which the man showed no sign of doing. Chief Warren had told him to be patient, get more years under his belt, and when the time was right, Josh would be ready. Frustration tightened his jaw. As much as he valued his mentor's advice, marking time solely for the sake of marking time wasn't his strong suit. He'd learned early a person's tenure on this earth could be short. He had goals to achieve, a legacy to honor, and saw no point in dicking around. When he'd learned about the opening in Blue-Lick, he'd traded the status quo in the city for the opportunity to parlay the chief's gig in Blue-Lick to the same role at a larger department and, ultimately, build the kind of career his father had aimed for, one that would make his father proud. The squeak of cartwheels brought him back to the present. A little old lady rolled by. His eyes cut back to Melody. She was a head-turner by any standard. A tall, refined Southern Grace Kelly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?